This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. Colorado hospitals are busy with RSV and the flu keeping hospital beds occupied. Hospitalizations for the flu are increasing, while the numbers for COVID are down slightly in Colorado for the first time in nearly 2 months. A hospital in Leadville, founded in 1879, is facing some financial challenges. St. Vincent Health came within 24 hours of not being able to pay its employees before last-minute funding came through. CPR's John Daly is following that story.
In a special meeting with Lake County Wednesday night, St. Vincent Health Hospital leadership detailed its financial difficulties. St. Vincent Health said the top priority is to continue caring for patients. Leaders are working with the hospital district board to find short and long-term financial solutions.
CPR's John Daly. Mental health services for children are the focus of an effort from Colorado making its way to Congress. CPR's Caitlin Kim explains.
With only a couple of weeks left of the 117th Congress, Zach Zaslow with Children's Hospital Colorado was in D.C. meeting with lawmakers from Colorado and Wyoming about mental health funding for kids. Zaslow tells lawmakers kids can't wait.
I think there's widespread agreement that kids are in crisis and that there's more that Congress could and should do to act.
Children's advocates hope the funding is included in any must-pass legislation before the end of the year. In Washington, D.C., I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
In Colorado Springs, it's 33 degrees. Denver, a chilly 24 with highs in the 40s along the Front Range today. This is CPR News and KRCC.